This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Coming up, ex-girlfriends may have the upper hand. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. When it comes to ex-girlfriends, watch out. Anything can happen. This case got started when John assaulted his ex-girlfriend. She secured a civil restraining order against him. Unfortunately, John, obviously forgetting that an error only becomes a mistake when it is repeated, attacked his ex-girlfriend again. John was indicted for the first attack and entered into a plea bargain where he agreed to plead guilty in return for a 1 to 3 year sentence and a promise that he'd never be prosecuted again for either attack. But then John's ex-girlfriend decided to initiate criminal contempt proceedings, and John found himself on trial again. This time he received 2.5 more years in prison and was ordered to pay restitution of $10,000. John appealed, arguing that only the state should be able to initiate criminal prosecutions. The U.S. Supreme Court accepted the case for review, but then decided not to hear it after all, leaving intact the decision against John. Four justices dissented, stating only the government should be able to prosecute, but the majority ruled. And when it's let's make a deal, make sure everybody, especially ex-girlfriends, are at the table. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.